Blind Geek Zone podcast number 65 for April 1st, 2013. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back for another Blind Geek Zone podcast. It's been a little while since I've done one of these, and just decided I would show you a few things that I've done here to the website. I'm continuing to do things to try and enhance the website for everybody, and I didn't like the search engine that WordPress gave me when I set everything up. So a few days ago, decided to take that down because I just didn't like the way it worked. It didn't seem to really give any good results, and I went out to WordPress and searched for a website search plugin. And what I'm trying for now, and it seems to work pretty good, it's the Google search plugin. Now, this doesn't go out and search on Google itself. It just solely searches inside the Blind Geek Zone for whatever you type into it. Let's go down here. Let's see. What's the easiest way?
Copyright BGZ 2006-2013.
It doesn't have a heading on
blank.
It.
Same page link return to blank. List at bold, 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 bullet, toad, list of headed blank. Thanks for visiting blank. Search button, edit.
There we go.
Search, blank. Website last updated on : Sunday, March 31st, 2013.
And it's right down at the bottom of the page, right past where it says the last time the website was updated.
Blank. Search.
And it just says search.
Edit.
Has an edit field. Let's type something in here. Let's just type in
NVDA. Search button.
And we'll search.
Space. Edit NVDA.
And what this does is it expands the page here down at the footer.
Search. Blank. Website last updated on : blank. Search. Edit NVDA. Search button. About 39 results left paren 0.16 seconds right paren.
And if you arrow down below the search button, it'll show you the results that it's found. It just brings them up. End page.
Left brace and quad semicolon name and quad semicolon colon and quad semicolon master dash one and frame. Heading level 2 link ads by Google.
This first frame here that you run into is just Google ads, just like you'd see up on the Google website.
Link NVDA free NVDA quote link docsoffido.com/NVDA-quote link NVDA. Find deals on
NVDA
link double left brace and quad semicolon end. Link NVDA tutorial number 4 part 1.
Okay, now once you get past that frame, you actually get into the search results here on the Blind Geek Zone website.
Link NVDA tutorial number 4 part 1.
And there's part 4.
Feb 15, 2013. In this tutorial, we'll learn how NVDA can be used to tour the web. This first part introduces focus versus browse mode and first letter. Navigation clickable. Link NVDA tutorial number 3 part 2. Feb 4, 2013. Continuing from tutorial number 3 part 1, part 2 talks about more examples of object navigation, mouse commands and NVDA's flat review play. Clickable. Link NVDA tutorial part 2.
And as we go down through here, we see more results.
Jan 19. Link NVDA tutorial part 1. Jan 14. Link NVDA tutorial number 4 part 2.
It's interesting how it returns them in the order it's returning them in.
NVDA tutorial number 4 via link NVDA tutorial number 3 part 1.
But let's say we wanted to go into one of these, we just would enter on the link.
Enter NVDA tutorial number 3 part 1 link. The Blind Geek Zone you don't have to be a geek to love it here. Tab group 1, new tab page. NVDA tutorial number 3 part 1 link. Visited.
Well, it was weird, didn't want to shut up on me. But we're on the page here now for this content. Oh my. Jaws crashed. Hey, never had Jaws crash on a Blind Geek Zone podcast before. But that is exactly what happened. Let's see if we can get good old Jaws back up here and running. Wow. I assume I'm still recording, but no. There it goes. There goes system access. Wait, took a
system access is ready.
Time.
Magnification is off. Desktop list. Gold wave size 7.
How do you like that?
Run. 206. Run. Type the name of a program. Desktop list.
Close
gold
that down.
Inbox rated for Dorian Lee. Gold wave. NVDA tutorial number 3 part 1. NVDA, blindbeakzone.net is not responding.
Oh, that's nice. IE crashed? Did JAWS crash IE, or did IE crash JAWS? Boy, this is interesting.
Blindbeakzone.net is not responding. When?
Wow.
Inbox Rickett Fedorian Learcom Microsoft Outlook. Outlook send receive progress. Task tab. NVDA tutorial number 3 part 1 Windows Internet Explorer. When? Blindbeakzone.net is not responding. Address and search using editable text. http://www.
Wow. Let's see if I can close it.
Internet Explorer. Do you want to close all tabs or the current tab? Close
sure,
all tabs
sure.
Button. Alt plus
go
E.
Ahead.
Gold wave.
Wow. All right. Well, let's go to the desktop.
Desktop. List. Gold wave. Side. Bar main page. BGZ mobile face. BGZ website. Side. Windows Internet Explorer. Blindbeakzone.net tab. Blind. Welcome to the Blind Peak Zone. This website is never expanding. Bullet. Total visitors. 15,700.
Let's see here. Let's go back up. We'll try this again.
Heading level 4. Thanks for visiting the blind entering table. Button. Search. Editable text. When?
NVDA. NVDA.
Button. Search.
Search.
About 39 results. 0.20 seconds. Heading. Link. At. Link. F3N. Link. Link. Find. Link. WWW. End. Link. Jan 19, 2013. The continuation from NVDA tutorial 1. This podcast. NVDA. Link. NVDA tutorial number 4 part 1.
All right. Well, hey, we'll just go into this one. So, as I was saying, as you go down through these search results, if you just enter on one of these links,
the blind peak zone, you don't have to be a geek to love it here. Tab, group one tab. Link, the blind peak zone, you don't have to be a geek to love it here. NVDA tutorial number 4 part 1, heading level 1.
And it will take you to the content.
February 15th, 2013 by Link, Rick Harmon. Link, leave a comment. This podcast was submitted by Joseph Lee. You can contact this contributor via their email at Link, joseph.lee22590@mail.com. In this tutorial, you'll learn how NVDA can be used to tour the web. This first part introduces focus versus browse mode and first letter navigation keys. Link, play.
And we can play it or download it. I noticed something here when I did an update to the PowerPress plugin.
Podcast. Link, play.
Let me start this playing.
Touring the web with NVDA. In the first three chapters of this tutorial, we talked about
did
NVDA
IE
features, basic
again?
Commands, and all about objects and
option
navigation.
This is going to be the most
in part
funny
4 of
Blind
NVDA
Geek
tutorial,
Zone podcast we've ever done.
We will examine one of
the
applications of these basic commands. We will take a look at how to tour the web using NVDA, including focus and browse modes, first letter navigation, objects in websites, and miscellaneous
JAWS
commands available
is ready.
To you,
NVDA
such as
tutorial
the list, the elements
link of blind
list,
system access,
and how to toggle
speaking
screen
the web
layout.
Blank. You don't have to be a
due to length of
NVDA
this tutorial,
February
this tutorial
link
is divided
this
into two parts.
Send mail link blank,
the first half, we'll talk about
what I wanted
focus
to show
versus
you
browse mode
is
and first letter navigation
pause, pause
with extensive
media
examples of
space,
those.
Time elapsed, slash, skip back,
in the second half,
left arrow,
we'll talk about the elements list
here now for
embedded objects in websites such as Flash content and miscellaneous
the,
commands. Again, with some
tutorials.
Examples.
Left right slider at 122
so,
of space. Seek
let's
left
dive
right
in
slider at 124.40 not space.
NVIDIA tutorial
space
number 4.
Space. At
supported web browsers and features.
Total. At 126.49.57 total.
NVIDIA supports
at
a number of
B.
Well-known web browsers.
At
126 this includes
left
popular
right
ones
slider
such
at
as
Internet
Explorer
the blind
and Firefox,
zone
as well
link.
As Chrome. And its derivatives.
But it doesn't play very well with focus.
Control F6.
Many users
NVDA
use Firefox,
number,
and NVAccess recommends using
left,
Firefox
left, right slider at
for web browsing purposes.
Total.
But there is a button here to move
people
the slider around.
People also have successes with Internet Explorer.
Left, right slider,
and some people
100%.
Use Chrome. Accessibility of Chrome and the derivatives depends on how the web
and
developer wrote it and whether
for the volume
web browsers expose some accessibility APIs.
It is showing some kind of
so that NVDA
control
can
now.
Error. Loading. Group end.
And for
loading.
Part
error.
4, I'll be
error.
Using Internet Explorer
left, right,
10 running
button.
On Windows 8
left,
for
right,
demonstrations.
Left, 100%. Error. Loading.
For web browsing
group
features,
end.
NVDA
end.
Supports
land.
Basic features
colon.
Such as
link
reading the web
window.
Page using the arrow keys, using system characters.
I have
characters,
never seen that error.
Tapping
podcast
through links,
land. Audio end.
And interacting
end. Loading.
With
error.
Input controls.
Left, right, slider.
Such as
100%.
Forms,
error.
Combo boxes,
loading.
Edit boxes, and so forth.
Error. Left, new time, left, time, left,
NVDA also allows looking up.
You know what? I'm not going to edit any of this out either. I'll just let you see what sometimes happens during these recordings. But anyways, that search is available at the bottom of each page.
List of 5 items.
One of the other things I changed here a little bit is my stat counter. And it's down the bottom of each page, too. It tells you how many visitors have been here and all that stuff.
Heading level 4, Blind Geeks, a list of 5 items. Bullet total visitors, :15,751.
And I've reworked this a little bit. It tells you how many people have been here total since the counter started running.
Bullet visitors today, :330.
How many visitors today?
Bullet your OS, Windows 7.
Tells you what OS you're running.
Bullet your browser, Internet Explorer 10.
And tells you your browser.
Bullet visitors currently online, :3.
And there's a couple other people here, actually, besides me. So if you're curious about what's going on here at the website, you can look at those stats. I stopped displaying the page counts because I didn't figure that was really all that relevant. There's a couple other things I can display here, but this it's kind of interesting just to look at that every once in a while. All right, and those are the new things I've done to the website here as of the last few days. Wanted to talk about another thing here about the website, and that is podcast contributions. I'm having to reject some of these podcasts here that I'm getting in lately, unfortunately. And please, if I reject your podcast, it is nothing personal. It's just that either the content just isn't really all that great. One person was trying to demonstrate Netflix on his Android phone. He was trying to demonstrate a specific problem with it, but the problem was is the it just wasn't getting to the point. And you know, and I understand sometimes it's difficult, but when you do a podcast, you need to be concise. You need to demonstrate what you want to demonstrate with as little side chatter as you can avoid. You know, I'm not saying you shouldn't be friendly and talk about this and that, but keep to the podcast. Keep to what you want to show your audience. Another podcast that I had to reject was, it was very short, and that wasn't why I rejected it, but it didn't demonstrate what it was saying it was demonstrating. It was demonstrating something on the Bookport Plus, and the podcast was about 4 minutes long, and it spent 10 seconds demonstrating the Bookport Plus itself. And again, it's not because it's short, it's because it just wasn't really contributing anything that I thought anybody would be interested in. Other podcasts that I've had to reject here lately, and there's been a couple others. One I've had to reject a couple of times, unfortunately. I'm not going to name names here or what anything's about, because I'm not trying to embarrass anybody. I'm just trying to help everybody that wants to contribute as good a podcast as they possibly can. One of the podcasts I just rejected today was a game demonstration. Oops. And it had all kinds of hum in it. It you couldn't hear the computer that they were demonstrating the game on hardly. And that's another thing I've noticed, volume levels all over the place. Try and keep your volume levels as consistent as you can. If you're demonstrating a phone or a computer or something and you can't plug it into a mixer and record it directly, try to keep the microphone an equal distance from it all the time so it's always a consistent volume. I've heard people's voices go up and down all over the place. The phone volumes go up and down all over the place. And the audience gets tired of that after a while. So, you know, try to do your best there. Some people have told me, you know, they've sent out a podcast and they say, oh, you probably don't think this is very good and you're probably not going to accept it. Somebody sent me one today, which was a Cyanogen mod for the Android phones. And, you know, actually the podcast was just fine. It was recorded probably with a Victor stream, but the guy did exactly what I'm saying should be done. He kept volume levels consistent. He kept the recorder at the same distance from what he was demonstrating all the time and kept his vocal volume level of his voice consistent, you know, towards the recorder. And, okay, so maybe it wasn't the highest audio fidelity out there, but it gets the point across, and it does a good demonstration for what the person wants to demonstrate. And that's all I'm looking for here. Another podcast that I rejected today, the person was using a handheld recorder again, but he was moving it all over the place. Don't do that. Number one, it's disorienting. And number two, you get a lot of handling noise on the recorder, you know, in your hand. So don't do that. People don't want to hear that. Another thing was that the person was almost whispering like it was late at night and he was trying not to disturb other family members or something. You know, if you can't record something without disturbing others, you know, wait for a time that you can record it when nobody else is around. There were kids running around all through the recording in the background. The guy slammed a door shut to try and get them to go away. And, you know, the audience does not want to hear anything but what you're trying to demonstrate. And that is my point here today. If you're going to submit something to Blind Geek Zone, it doesn't have to be absolute perfection. God knows I don't produce anything that's perfect, and I don't expect you to produce anything perfect either. But the people that are listening to your podcast simply will not listen if you ramble on, if your audio quality is terrible, if what you're demonstrating they can't hear, and so on and so on. So hopefully, you know, this will help to, you know, let you know how to make something, you know, that people are going to like. Another thing I had to reject on the game podcast was, and the person right out front said it, like it, you know, was no big deal. And to most people, it isn't a big deal. But they said they were using NVDA, and they switched to Eloquence. Well, technically, that's illegal, and I'm not here to set and tell everybody in the audience what they can do and what they can't do, but the NVDA developers specifically asked me not to post podcasts using NVDA and using the Eloquent Speech Synthesizer, because it just gives too many people the idea that, you know, it's okay to do that, and they don't want that being done either, because they know it's illegal. You know, we'd all love to do it, and I know some of us do it, but don't produce a podcast doing it. If you're going to do NVDA, record it with something other than Eloquence, or it automatically gets rejected because I've been requested to do so, and I will honor that request every time. All right, well, that's about all I have today. I don't want to ramble on and on forever, but I hope you enjoyed the entertainment here while I was recording this segment and all the little errors that I encountered. Like I said, I'm just going to leave them in there. And you can get a chuckle out of my mishaps with JAWS and Internet Explorer here this evening. All right. Keep those podcasts coming in. Thank you, Joseph Lee, for all of your great NVDA podcasts. Thank you to everybody else that's sending in podcasts currently. We had a dry spell there for a little bit. I had ran out, and we went almost a week without a podcast, and I appreciate everybody getting those podcasts uploaded to the site. And again, if I reject your podcast, it is nothing personal. If I do it, it's for a reason, and I try to write back and tell you when I reject it, what the reasons that I rejected it for. A couple of people went away mad, and they just never replied back to me again. And, well, that's your choice, but I'm just trying to help you create something that the audience that you want to listen to it will actually listen to it. And if it's bad, people simply won't. And, you know, I've learned that through the last 7 years now that I've been recording podcasts. And early on, I learned some hard lessons too about what was good audio quality and how to do decent podcasts. And, you know, I get compliments all the time that, hey, I love your podcasts, and I appreciate that as well. I don't always do a perfect podcast, but I do try to give you something decent. All right. that will do it. We'll wrap this up. And hopefully on the next podcast, I'll actually demonstrate something fun for you. Maybe we'll do some iOS apps or something. I haven't done those in a while. But I did want to just get on here. Let everybody know I'm still alive and doing podcasts. Wanted to thank everybody for the contributions that they've made that keeps the Blind Geek Zone going. Donations are important. If you find something you like on the Blind Geek Zone, please consider a donation. That helps me defray costs and, keeps the website up and running for you. All right. We'll talk to you later on. And hopefully I'll be back soon with another Blind Geek Zone podcast.